allowing your connection to your stream of well-being. And so, you came forth into this earth experience with eager anticipation of a wonderful life. And you also knew that there would not be an immediate manifestation of any thought, so that you would have ample opportunity to mold, evaluate, decide, and enjoy the creative process. We refer to that time between your offering of a thought and its physical manifestation as the buffer of time. This is that wonderful time of offering thought, noticing how it feels, adjusting the thought to achieve an even better feeling, and then, in an attitude of absolute expectation, enjoying the gentle, steady unfolding of anything and everything that you have concluded as your desires. If I know so much, how come I'm not successful? There is never a reason for you to be without something that you desire. Nor is there ever a reason for you to experience something that you do not desire, for you hold absolute control of your experiences. Sometimes our physical friends disagree with that powerful statement, for they often find themselves without something that they desire, or with something that they do not desire. And so they argue that they must not really be the creator of their own experience, for they would not have done that to themselves. If they really were in control, things would be different. We want you to know that you always hold the power and control of your own life experience. The only reason that you could ever experience something other than what you desire is because you are giving the majority of your attention to something other than what you desire. Can I really count on the law of attraction? The law of attraction always yields to you the essence of the balance of your thoughts. No exceptions. You get what you think about, whether you want it or not. And in time, with practice, you will come to remember that the law of attraction is always consistent. It never tricks you. It never deceives you. It never confuses you. For the law of attraction responds precisely to the vibration that you are offering. But the confusion, for many, comes because they are offering vibrations that they do not realize they are offering. They know that they hold a desire in a specific direction, and they know that their desire has not yet come to them. But what they often do not realize is that they are offering the majority of their thoughts in opposition to their own desire. Once you understand your own emotional guidance system, you will never again offer your vibrations in ignorance. And in time, you will achieve such keen awareness of your own valuable emotions that you will know in every moment if the thought that you are currently focusing on is taking you toward or away from something you desire. You will learn to literally feel your way to the things that you desire on all subjects. The basis of your world is one of well-being. You can allow it or not, but the basis is well-being. The law of attraction says, "That which is like unto itself is drawn." And so, the essence of whatever you give your attention to is unfolding in your experience. Therefore, there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. This is law. But I can't get to San Diego from Phoenix. So, if all this is true, and it is our absolute promise to you that it is true, then how is it that so many are experiencing so much of what they do not want? Consider this question. If I am in Phoenix, Arizona, and it is my desire to be in San Diego, California, how would I go about getting to San Diego? The answer to this question is easy to hear. No matter what your mode of transportation, by air, by car, or even on foot, if you will face in the direction of San Diego and continue to move in the direction of San Diego, then you must reach San Diego. If you head towards San Diego, but then you lose your sense of direction, and you head back towards Phoenix, and then you get turned back around again, and you head towards San Diego, and then you get confused again, and you head back towards Phoenix, you could potentially spend the rest of your life experience just moving back and forth, and you could conceivably never arrive in San Diego. But because of your knowledge of direction, and with the help of road signs and other travelers, It is not logical that you would remain forever lost in the Arizona desert, unable to find your way to San Diego. The 400-mile trip between the two cities is easily understood, and the idea of making the trip is completely believable, and if it were your desire to make the trip, you would find a way to do so. We want you to understand that the trip between wherever you are on any subject and where you desire to be is as easily attainable as the trip from Phoenix to San Diego, once you understand how to discern where you are along the way. For example, the thing that makes it seem more difficult to travel from financial insolvency to financial abundance is that you have not been aware when you were turned around and headed in the opposite direction. And the only reason that your trip has not taken you from no relationship to that perfect, fulfilling, rewarding relationship you desire is that you have not been aware of the power of your thoughts and words that were taking you back to Phoenix. You clearly understood all the factors involved in transporting yourself from Phoenix to San Diego, but you have not understood the factors involved in transporting yourself from sickness to fabulous health, from the absence of the relationship you have wanted to the fulfillment of this wonderful relationship, or from barely scraping by financially to having the freedom to do the things you really want to do. Once you understand the clarity that your emotions provide, you will never again not know what you are doing with your current thought. You will always be aware of whether you are, in this moment, moving toward or away from your intended goal or desire. Your awareness of the way you feel will give you the clarity you have been seeking, and you will never be lost in the desert again. Once you have the knowledge that you are moving in the direction of your desires, you may begin to relax a little bit and enjoy the fantastic journey. Chapter 15. You are a perfect yet expanding being, in a perfect yet expanding world, in a perfect yet expanding universe. It is important that you know these things. You are a physical extension of source energy. The physical world you live in provides a perfect environment in which to create. The variety that exists helps you focus your own personal desires and preferences. When a desire is focused within you, the summoning of creative life force immediately begins to flow towards your desire, and the universe expands. And that is good. Your conscious realization of the creative process is not necessary in order for it to continue. The leading edge environment that you are physically focused in will continue to stimulate new desires in all who participate. Every desire or preference, no matter how large or small it may seem to you, is understood and answered by all that is. As every desire from every perceiver is answered, the universe expands. As the universe expands, the variety expands. As the variety expands, your experience expands. As your experience expands, your desire expands. As your desire expands, the answering of your desire expands. And the universe expands. And that is good. In fact, it is perfect. You live in an eternally expanding environment, which constantly causes newly focused desires within you, which Source immediately and always answers. With each receiving of that which you are asking for, you achieve a new vantage point from which you spontaneously ask again. And so, the expansion of the universe and your personal expansion will always be as follows. You live in an expanding universe. You live in an expanding physical world. You are an expanding being, and all of this is, whether you consciously understand it or not. This universe is eternally expanding, and so are you. And that is good. Consciously participate in your own delicious expansion. We eagerly offer our perspective to you for one reason only, so that you may consciously participate in your own delicious expansion. Your expansion is a given. The expansion of your time-space reality is a given, and the expansion of this universe is a given. It is just ever so much more satisfying for you to consciously and deliberately participate in your own expansion. Chapter 16. You are co-creating within a magnificently diverse universe. If you have the ability to imagine it, or even think about it, this universe has the ability and the resources to deliver it fully unto you. For this universe is like a well-stocked kitchen with every ingredient imaginable at your disposal. And within every particle of this universe is that which is wanted and the lack of it. This perspective of abundance and the lack of it is the environment in which focus is possible, and focus activates the law of attraction. If you do not have the ability to know what you want, you will not have the ability to know what you do not want. And without the ability to know what you do not want, you could not know what you do want. And so, it is through your exposure to life experience that your natural preferences are born. In fact, these preferences are exuding from you in all moments of every day at many levels of your being. Even the cells of your well-tended-to body are having their own experience and are emanating at their own preferences, and every preference is recognized by Source and immediately answered, with no exceptions. Unwanted must be allowed for wanted to be received. Sometimes our physical friends express their desire for a less diverse universe. They long for a place where there are not so many unwanted things, a place where more things are exactly as they prefer to be. And we always explain that you did not come forth into this physical experience wanting to take all the experiences that exist and whittle them down to a handful of good ideas upon which all of you agree, for that would lead to endedness, which cannot be. This is an expanding universe, and all things must be allowed. In other words, for you to understand and experience what you desire, you must understand which you do not desire. For, in order to be able to choose and focus, both must be present and understood. You did not come to fix a broken world. As non-physical source energy expressing through your physical experience, your physical experience is truly the leading edge of thought, and as you are fine-tuning your creative experience, you are taking thought beyond that which it has ever been before. As you enthusiastically made the decision to come into this physical body and create in this way, you understand, from your non-physical vantage point, that this physical world was not broken and in need of repair, and you did not come forth to fix it. You saw this physical world as a creative environment in which you and everyone else could express yourselves creatively, and you did not come forth to try to get others to stop doing what they are doing and do something else. You came forth understanding the value in this contrast and the balance in the variety. Every physical being on your planet is your partner in co-creation. And if you would accept that and appreciate the diversity of beliefs and desires, all of you would have more expansive, satisfying, and fulfilling experiences. Do not put those unwanted ingredients in your pie. Imagine yourself as a chef in an extremely well-stocked kitchen that contains every imaginable ingredient. Let us say that you have a clear idea of the culinary creation you desire, and you understand how to combine these easily accessible ingredients in order to fulfill your desire. And as you proceed, there are many ingredients that are not appropriate for your creation, so you do not utilize them, but you also feel no discomfort about their existence. You simply utilize the ingredients that will enhance your creation, and you leave the ingredients that are not appropriate for your creation out of your pie. Some of the ingredients in this well-stocked kitchen are harmonious with your creation, and some of them are not. But even though adding some of these ingredients to your creation would absolutely ruin your pie, you do not feel the need to push against those ingredients or to ban them from your kitchen, because you understand that there is no reason for them to end up in your pie unless you put them in. And since you are clear about which ones enhance your creation and which ones do not enhance it, you feel no concern about the great variety of ingredients that exist. There is enough room for all diverse thoughts and experiences. From your non-physical perspective of the enormous variety of experiences, beliefs, and desires that exist among the people of your world, you felt no need to omit or control some of them. You understood that there is room enough in this expansive universe for all manner of thought and experience. You had every intention of being deliberate about your own creative control of your own life experience and your own creations, but you had no intentions of trying to control the creations of others. The variety did not frighten you, but instead inspired you, for you knew that you were each the creator of your own experience, and you understood that your exposure to the contrast would inspire specific directions within you, and that just because others may choose differently, it did not make you right and them wrong, or them right and you wrong. You understood the value of diversity. Here is the process by which your universe expands. So from the variety or contrast, your own preferences or desires are born. And in the moment that your preference begins to exist, it begins to draw to itself, through the law of attraction, the essence of that which matches it, and it then begins an immediate expansion. And as you pay attention to the way you feel and continue to choose good-feeling thoughts regarding your newly born preference, you stay aligned with it, and now it gently and easily appears in your experience, and you have now created your desire. But along with this newly achieved physical manifestation of your desire comes an evolved perspective. And so the vibrational characteristics of you and everything about you have shifted somewhat, and you have moved into a new set of contrasting circumstances that will again inspire new preferences within you. And now new rockets of desire emanate from you. And in the moment that this new desire exists, it too begins to vibrationally draw unto itself, and it too expands. So now, as you continue to pay attention to the way you feel, and you choose good-feeling thoughts regarding this newly born preference, you remain vibrationally aligned with it. Therefore, it gently and easily appears in your experience. And again, you have created your desire. And again, you have achieved a powerful place of clarity where another new set of contrasting factors surround you, which again will cause a new rocket of desire to be born. This is why the universe expands, and this is why you are on the leading edge of expansion. The valuable contrast continues to provide the birthing of endless new desires, and as each desire is born, Source responds to that desire. It is a never-ending, always flowing, pure, positive energy expansion. You will never get there, so enjoy your journey. Once you consciously observe from your own creative perspective how each new achievement leads to another new desire, you will begin to personally understand your part in this expansive universe. And in time, you will come to remember that you never get it done because you never cease your awareness of the contrast out of which is always born a new idea or desire. The entire universe is established in that way, and as you begin to relax into the idea that you are an eternal being, that your desires will never cease to flow, and that any desire that is born has the power within it to attract, by law of attraction, all that is necessary for the expansion and fulfillment of itself, then you may remember the immense well-being upon which this universe is established, and you may then relax into the eternal nature of your own being. It is then that you will begin to enjoy your journey. If your goal is to, finally, once and for all, achieve all that you desire, you will find yourself unable to fulfill that goal. For the expanding nature of this universe defies that idea. You cannot ever get it done because you cannot ever cease to be, and neither can you ever halt your awareness. Yet, out of your awareness will always be born another asking, and each asking always summons another answering. Your eternal nature is one of expansion, and in that expansion is the potential for unspeakable joy. Feel the balance and perfection of your environment. So the contrast causes new desire to be born within you. The new desire radiates from you, and as you offer the vibration of your new desire, that desire is answered. Every time, when you ask, it is given. Now, Think about the perfection of this process. Continuing new ideas for the improvement of your experience emanate from you constantly and are answered constantly. Consider the perfection of this universal environment. Every point of consciousness is improving its state of being in just the same way as you, where every desire is understood and answered, and every perspective is honored and responded to. Feel the balance and perfection of your environment. Every point of consciousness, even the consciousness of a cell in your body, can request an improved state of being and get it. Since every request is granted, there is no competition. Each point of view matters. Every request is granted, and as this amazing universe unerringly expands, there is no end to the universal resources that fulfill these requests, and there is no end to the answers to the never-ending stream of questions, and for that reason, there is no competition. It is not possible for someone else to receive the resources that were meant for you, and you cannot selfishly squander resources that were intended for someone else. All desires are answered, all requests are granted, and no one is left unanswered, unloved, or unfulfilled. When you stay aligned with your energy stream, you always win, and somebody else does not have to lose for you to win. There is always enough. Sometimes our physical friends have a difficult time remembering this truth because they may experience some shortage in their experience or observe it in their experience of another. But what they are witnessing is not an evidence of shortage or a lack of resources, but instead the disallowance of the receiving of the resources that have been requested and answered. Step one has occurred. The asking is in place. Step two has occurred. The answering is in place. But step three, the allowing, has not occurred. If someone is not receiving what they are asking for, it is not because there is a shortage of resources. It can only be that the person holding the desire is out of alignment with their own request. There is no shortage. There is no lack. There is no competition for resources. There is only the allowing or disallowing of that which you are asking for. Chapter 17. Where are you, and where do you want to be? Have you seen the global positioning navigational systems that are available in vehicles today? An antenna on the roof of your vehicle sends a signal to satellites in the sky that identify your current location. Once you enter your desired destination into the keypad, the computer calculates the route between where you are and where you want to go. The monitor informs you of the distance you have to travel and recommends the best route to get there. And once you begin, the system will give you, by spoken word or by text, specific directions to lead you to your new destination. The navigational system never asks, "Where have you been?" It does not ask, "Why have you been there so long?" Its only mission is to assist you in getting from where you are to where you want to be. Your emotions provide a similar guidance system for you, for their primary function is also to help you travel the distance from where you are to wherever you want to be. It is extremely important that you know where you are in relationship to where you want to be in order to effectively move closer to where you want to be. An understanding of both where you are and where you want to be is essential if you are to make any deliberate decisions about your journey. You are surrounded by many influences in your physical environment, and often others ask or insist that you behave differently in order to positively affect their experience. You are deluged with laws, rules, and expectations that are imposed by others, and almost everyone seems to have an opinion about how you should behave. But it is not possible for you to stay on track between where you are and where you want to be if you are using those kinds of outside influences to guide you. Often you are pulled this way and that in an attempt to please another, only to discover that no matter how hard you try, you cannot consistently move in any pleasing direction, and so you not only do not please them, but you also do not please yourself. And because you are being pulled in so many different directions, your path to where you want to be usually gets lost in the process. Your greatest gift to give is your happiness. The greatest gift that you could ever give to another is your own happiness, for when you are in a state of joy, happiness, or appreciation, you are fully connected to the stream of pure, positive source energy that is truly who you are. And when you are in that state of connection, anything or anyone that you are holding as your object of attention benefits from your attention. No one else needs you to be or do things for them in order for them to be fulfilled, for all of them have the same access to the stream of well-being that you do. Often, others, who do not understand that they have access to the stream, suffer in their inability to hold themselves in a place of feeling good, and ask you to behave in a way that they believe will make them feel better. But not only do they hold you in a place of discomfort as they try to make you responsible for their joy, they hold themselves in a place of bondage as well, for they cannot control the way any other behaves, and if that control is necessary for their happiness, then they truly are in trouble. Your happiness does not depend on what others do. Your happiness does not depend on what others do, but only upon your own vibrational balance. And the happiness of others does not depend on you, but only on their own vibrational balance, for the way anyone feels in any moment is only about their own mix of energies. The way you feel is simply, clearly, and always the indicator of the vibrational balance between your desires and your vibrational offering, which, from your vantage point, you have launched. There is nothing in all the universe more important for anyone to understand than how the vibration they are offering is matching the vibrations of their desires. And the way you feel is your indicator of whether you are allowing your connection to Source or not. Every good feeling, every positive creation, all your abundance, clarity, health, vitality, and well-being, and all the things that you consider to be good, are dependent upon the way you are feeling right now and on the relationship that that feeling, vibration, has to the vibration of who you really are and what you really desire. Each thought moves you closer to or farther from San Diego. Just as easy as it is for you to contemplate a successful trip from Phoenix to San Diego, it will be easy for you to contemplate a successful trip from financial insecurity to financial security, from sickness to wellness, from confusion to clarity. On your trip from Phoenix to San Diego, there will be no major unknowns, for you understand the distance between the two cities. You know where you are along the way, and you understand what moving in the wrong direction means to your success. Once you understand your own emotional guidance system, you will never again be confused about where you are in relationship to where you want to be. Also, you will feel with each thought that you offer whether you are moving closer to or further from your desired outcome. If you are using any other influence as your source of guidance, you will get lost and go off track, for no others understand as you do the distance between where you are and where you want to be. But even though they cannot understand your desires purely, they will still continually add their desires to the mix. And so, only when you pay attention to the way you feel can you guide yourself steadily toward your own goals. Why does saying no to it mean saying yes to it? Your vibrational universe has the law of attraction as its basis. That means that your universe is about inclusion. When you give your attention to something that you desire and you say yes to it, you are including it in your vibration. But when you look at something you do not want and you say no to it, you are including it in your vibration. When you give no attention to it, you do not include it. But you cannot exclude anything that you are giving your attention to, because your attention to it includes it in your vibration, every time, without exception. Chapter 18. You can gradually change your vibrational frequency. Just because you made the decision to find a different thought, it does not necessarily mean that you can go